About 2:30 this morning, our units were dispatched for a dwelling fire on McShane Way in Dundalk. When they arrived, they had smoke showing from the dwelling. There was a person on the front porch that was in cardiac arrest. They revived that person. An elderly female took her to the hospital where she is in critical but stable condition. There was four other people found in the residence, all treated and transported and treated at local emergency rooms for smoke inhalation. The fire was determined to be caused by a unattended candle. The comments on the call were they thought they had the fire out, but the fire appeared to have gotten into the walls and was still burning when the fire department arrived, but they were able to put a quick attack on it and extinguish the fire. There wasn't a whole lot of damage due to fire, but a lot of smoke and water damage to the house. And that's, about it. There was a report of a dog that had perished in the fire. That was not true. The dog was out of the house when the fire department arrived. It was kept to a single alarm fire.
So are we to understand that they tried to put the fire out before the fire department got there?
That's my understanding. The comments were from the 911 caller that they had tried to extinguish the fire and they thought they had it out. Like I said, when the fire department arrived, there was no flames or anything. It was just smoke, and there was a little fire in the wall when they got there. But most of the problem was the smoky conditions, and that caused the smoke inhalation to the residents of the house.
How common is it for that amount of injury for the smoke inhalation with an unattended candle fire? I mean, how extensive did it get?
I'm not sure. I was not there. From my understanding, it was kept to the room and contents. But you can see that any combustibles now put off a lot of smoke, especially the products that we're using in our households now. They're man-made products that contain a whole lot of plastics that put off a lot more smoke and a lot more carbon monoxide, and that's what is causing the problems. It's the amount of smoke that the man-made products put off opposed to natural products cause a lot more harm and a lot more smoke. If they tried to put the fire out, that means they were in the smoky environment a lot longer. So it's not being there and not knowing all of that, but that's what I would guess that happened, is that they were there, they tried to put the fire out. While they were putting the fire out, they were breathing in smoke, and that's what caused the smoke inhalation. If the fire started and they would have exited the dwelling, probably no smoke inhalation at all. But it appears that they tried to put the fire out and were breathing in smoke for a long period of time.